Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Yud in Meseches Yevamos. It is the sixth day of Sukkot. We are up to the 812th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up with a difficult discussion in regards to the case of Bito Me'anusaso and the teaching of Rabbi Yechia that we will outline as we begin the daf. Of Hasuros Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, Hasuros Lezeh, where we had left off yesterday. Yesterday's daf was discussing whether our Mishnah is Lekulei Alma. Does everybody agree with our Mishnah? And the Gemara will say, depending on how you understand Rabbi Chiya's line, it will be possible that Rabbi Chiya will actually be in disagreement with our Mishnah. Going on to Yud Amid Aleph, the Gemara will wrap up discussing Rabbi Chiya's line, Hasuros Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, Hasuros Lezeh, and the Gemara will discuss whether our Mishnah is in disagreement with the opinion of Rebbe that we learned yesterday on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph that says that one is not allowed to marry the Anusas Aviv. So that will be a discussion on Yud Amid Aleph. And the Gemara will get involved with the famous discussion whether Chayve Lavin are B'nei Chalitza, for example, Amana L'Kohen Gadol, whether they do Chalitza. And then the Gemara will discuss the opinion of Reish Lakish about what the halacha is in a case of when someone does Chalitza with his Yevama and then marries her. What is his status to her, as well as what are the status of his brothers? So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up with the first wide line, six lines from the bottom on Tes Amid Beis, the Abaye Mitargem. Of course, to understand Abaye Mitargem, we have to go back to Rabbi Chiya's rule that is five lines from the top on Tes Amid Beis, which could be introduced in the following way. Our Mishnah told us that there are 15 women that there would be an Iser for, and in the case of the Hod V'Hadar in general, it is the mitzvah of Yibum on Ruvain. So Ruvain has a mitzvah of Yibum, but there are 15 arayos that he can't do Yibum with. And of course, we learned in our Mishnah that the Tzara is also Aser. The general rule, points out Rabbi Chiya, is when that happens, Ruvain would be Aser to do Yibum. But what if Ruvain had another brother? In other words, there were three brothers in this instance. Levi, in such a case, Levi would be able to do Yibum. Why? Because of most of the arayos that we're talking about in this instance are instances where there was an erva that was particularly usher to Ruvain. For example, Ruvain's mother-in-law, Ruvain's wife's sister, etc., etc., in the list of the Mishnah. Points out Rabbi Chiya that the general rule is Hasura Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, that the Yevama, the potential Yevama, who is Aser to Ruvain, is often going to be Mutter to Levi. Now Rav Yehuda then points out, three lines before the wide, that the first six arayos in our Mishnah that are one's offspring, for example, one's daughter, will not always have a case of Asura Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh. And the reason for that is the following. If Ruvain and Shimon are married to sisters, and then the erva to Ruvain is his daughter, in such a case, you will not have a phenomenon in which one is going to be Aser Lezeh Umutar Lezeh. And that was what Rashi spelled out in the long Rashi in Dibur HaMaskel of Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara therefore concludes that our Mishnah cannot be talking about those six arayos. Va'abaye mitargim, back into our Gemara, afbito minasaso. Since it's possible to have a case in which it'll still be asura lezeh umutaras lezeh, when the daughter of Ruvain is not a daughter from his wife, but rather is a daughter from a woman that he had raped, so then in such a case, it's possible to have Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, and the two brothers still be able to do Yibum. Let's remind ourselves about that from Rashi, where Rashi spells this out. It's about 10 lines into Rashi. First word on the line is Achayos. Elahachi Mishkachasa. We'll find in the following case. Ru'uvein Anas Isha V'yodolobas. Ruvain raped a woman and a daughter was born. V'chazer Shimon v'anas es anusas achiv. And then Shimon also raped the same woman. So let it, in this case, call her Rachel. And then Shemuterasol, because she is not Aser. Some, by the way, do not have the girsa of Vinasa, but Va'anas, but rather Vinasa. Could be he even married her. Delo Aser Torah El Eishes Ach Al Yedei Kedushin, because it was no Iser with the two brothers. V'chaz of Yolda Lo Bas L'Shimin. Hare, this is an important line. Bas Ruvein U'Bas Shimin Achayos Menaim. The daughter of Ruvein and the daughter of Shimon are sisters, but sisters from their mother. And now we're going to be able to construct a case where two men are married to sisters, and you'll still have Asura Lazeh, Muteres Lazeh. How? Viniso Lelevi V'Yehuda Achi Avien. They were married to Levi and Yehuda, Umesu, and they died. V'Nafu Lufnei Ruvein V'Shimon. And then they fell in front of Ruvein Shimon. Bas Shimon Misiavemes L'Ruvein. Delava Chosas Kuka Isi. She's not a sister to someone who was Zakuk Liibum. In other words, the Bas Ruvein didn't fall to him in Yibum at all. And therefore, the rule that if Achos Kukaso, if two sisters fall to each other, to a man, then in such a case you can't do Yibum, that doesn't apply. Ubas Ruvein leShimon, and the daughter of Ruvein will also go to Shimon. So says Abayev, Abayev mitargim af pitum enisaso, Kivan dashkuche mishkachasla. We could have all 15 cases in the Mishnah because there's pitum enisusa, Iboi mina onsen tahavi. We'll be able to explain our Mishnah in the case of onsen. Now the next line of our Mishnah, of our Gemara, excuse me, is very, very difficult. We will go actually with removing the brackets and continue. Aval eshes achiv shelo b'olamo lo. The only case that you will not have the din of shtei achayos, where you have asur lezeh mutaras lezeh, is in a case of where Levi wasn't in the world at all, which we've discussed in the past. And the Gemara is going to spell out why. My time. Why will you never have that? Kima de Rabbi Shimon who to mishkaches la. We learned yesterday that the only time you could have the case of achiv shaloha yibolamo according to Rabbi Shimon is in the following instance, and this was on the first line on Tesam Abayz. Of course, where there are three brothers, and Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, like our Mishnah says, that if Levi was born only after his brother Ruvein died, in such a case, brother Shimon died, in such a case, he's going to be usher to the Yavama forever. When does Rabbi Shimon say that? If Shimon died before Levi was born, but the Yibum that Ruvein did with Levi's wife was after Levi was born, in such a case, then Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Rabbanan that he can never marry, that his Levi cannot marry Ruvein and Shimon's wife. The reason for that we discussed yesterday. Back into our Gemara, the Gemara says, Eishes achiv shelo hayu ba'olamo, you will not have the rule of hasura lezeh muteres lezeh. And Rashi spells out how that works. Of course, without Rashi, none of these Gemaras would be understandable. Let's take a look at Rashi, 12 lines in. You see the brilliance of the Gemara and the brilliance of Rashi when we go through the sugyas. Eish esachim shlo yibolam, says Rashi, lo mishkachas la, el aliba de Rabbi Shimon, deshari biyabim ula besof nolad. The only time you'll have a case of asura lezeh muteres lezeh is if you follow Rabbi Shimon, who says that in a case of where Shimon did the Yibum, actually in those other, it's Ruvein who does the Yibum, when Ruvein did the Yibum, and then Levi was born, in such a case, Rabbi Shimon holds that Levi is allowed to marry the Yavamah. Skip a few words in Rashi, Kigon, Ruvein v'Shimon v'Levi v'Yehuda b'nei Yaakov. So the case is that there are four brothers. Vinasu Ruvein v'Shimon shtei achayos. Again, the case of Asur lezeh muteres lezeh is a case of where there are two brothers. Ruvein and Shimon are married to two sisters. Umeis Ruvein below banim. Rashi, not like the Oz v'Hadar, learns that it's Ruvein who's the father who dies without children. Vinolad Yisachar liYaakov. And then the person who was previously on Rashi on Bezim and Bez Levi, the third brother, now he's become Yisachar, who's born afterwards. Umatza li Yevimto Zguka li Yibu. And it turns out that the Yevama is fell to him, Yisachar, to Yibum. Asur lo mishum eish yisach shalo yibbo lamo. Then in such a case, he can never marry her. V'yibma Levi. So Levi did the Yibum. Umeis Shimon. And then the brother Shimon died. V'achakach nolad Zvulun. And then Zvulun was born. Umatza alav b'yisr. And she's also usher to Zvulun because Veshia Sachar Shalom Yibalama. V'yibma Yehuda, then Yehuda did Yibum. Umesu Levi v'Yehuda. Now Levi and Yehuda who did Yibum died. V'nafu achayos ha'alalu lefnei Yisachar v'Zvulun. And then the two sisters fell to Yisachar and Zvulun. Eishes Levi asur li Yisachar. The wife of Levi is usher to Yisachar mipnei sheba umatza b'Yisr. Nefilas Ruvain shayach v'Shalom Yibalama. Because previously he was usher to her when Reuven passed away because of Eishes Sachar Shalo Yibo Lama. Umuteres l'Zvulun, but she's going to be permissible to Zvulun Sheba Umatza Beheter, because there was no problem of Shalo Yibo Lama. The Kishenaylat Zvulun, because when Zvulun was already born, was born, Kvarnis Yab Mazol L'Levi, Ubiyibem Ulubsof Nalat Shari Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds, in such a case, there is no problem of Eishes Achav Shalo Yibo Lama if the Yibum was already done. In contrast to the Sheet of the Rabbanan that would say even if the Yibum was already done, there still would be a problem, Eishes Achav Shalo Yibo Lama, because at the time that Reuven passed away, in this case Zvulun was already in the world. Rabbanan are of the opinion that as long as the brother is not in the world at the time that the Yavam passes away, that is already Eishes Achiv Shalo Hayubo Lama. So again, I think before we might have said that Zvulun was in the world, we meant that Zvulun was not in the world. Anytime that Zvulun is not in the world, so then in such a case, according to Rabbanan, it's Eishes Achiv Shalo Hayubo Lama. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he was not in the world at the time of Reuven passed away, as long as he's in the world at the time that the other brother did Yibum, in such a case, it's permissible according to Rabbi Shimon. Continues Rashi. Ve'eshes Yehuda asur l'zvulun. 5 lines from the bottom. And the wife of Yehuda is asur to Zvulun. B'nei sheba umatza b'iser nefilas nesuei Shimon echav shalo yibo lama. Because she at one time was asur to him due to the fact that he wasn't in the world when her husband passed away. Umuteris li Yisachar, but at the same time, she's going to be Mutter Yisachar, Shera Shimon v'Yehuda, because he was already born when Shimon Yehuda was alive. And then Rashi is going to spell out how this applies to other cases of Arayos as well. So back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avol Eish Yisachar Shalo Yibo Lama Lo, but you still can't construct the case of Eish Yisachar Shalo Yibo Lama, where the two brothers are married to two sisters, and you say, Asur Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, my time. Why does that not apply when Rabbi Chiya taught it? Kivan de la Rabbi Shimon hu de mishkachas la. It can only be found according to Rabbi Shimon, as we developed before, L'Rabbanan lo mishkachas la, and Bepluksa loy kamayri, and our Mishnah, as we mentioned on the bottom of Tesam and Aleph, is not involved with the Machlokas. Period. For Rav Safra Metarkim, Rav Safra explained Rabbi Chiya, that it will be possible to have Asur Lezeh Muteres Lezeh with two sisters and two brothers and an Eish Yisachar Shalo Yibo Lama when in the following case Umishkachas Lo B'Shisa Achim Va'aliba De Rabbi Shimon, in the case of six brothers, which was the case that we just saw in Rashi, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rev Safra is willing to learn our Mishnah as going according to Rabbi Shimon. So Rev Safra learned that our Mishnah was involved in a machlokis. And this was a debate that we had yesterday on the bottom of Tesam and Aleph. And Rav Safra learned that Rabbi Chiya, who of course, Rabbi Chiya is one of the most important sources of the Tanoim, and our Mishnah, our Gemara will often compare and contrast the Mishnais that we have to the Brisis of Rabbi Chiya. And that's exactly what we've been doing over here by comparing our Mishnah to the teaching of Rabbi Chiya of Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh by two sisters. And we see that in that comparison, Rav Safra assumed that there was a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim, which Rashi explained how that was so, in the context of our Mishnah. So we see it's a machlokis amurayim, whether our Mishnah gets involved with a machlokis tanoim. Because according to Rabbi Chiya's explanation of our Mishnah, it will only make sense according to Rabbi Shimon's understanding of the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bayalamam versus the Rabbanan's understanding. Visimanach, and the way to remember this case that we just described is Meis Nolad V'Yibum, Meis Nolad V'Yibum. Now this becomes a problem in terms of the Shita of Rebbe on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph. The Shita of Rebbe was very, very sharp on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph, where Rebbe said, whoever thinks that our Mishnah is leaving anything out by saying there are 15 arayos, they're silly. Ein lo moach bekod kodo. To which the Gemara begins to delineate machlokios between Tanoim, where there seems to be other arayos, at least according to some Tanoim. To which the Gemara says, Biplugsa lo kamairi. The reason Rebbe was very sharp about this is because he felt that the Mishnah was not involved in Machlokis. Elo le Rebbe, so you have to say, according to Rebbe, back into our Gemara, Hani klal lesle. He does not go with this klal of Rebbe Chiya, and therefore he will not have this case of Nolad ulubsof yibeim, which is dependent on a Machlokis between Rebbe Shimon and others, because we say, Bipluksa lo kamairi, and that's why our Mishnah only has 15 cases. Now our Gemara gives another teretz according to Rebbe. Rav Ada Karchina, Kamed Rav Kahana, Omer Mishmed Rava, Le'olam Islay le'Rebbe Hani Klal. Really, Rebbe goes with this rule of Rebbe Chiya. Let's take a look and see a Rashi. Le'Rebbe Lesle Hani Klal on the previous Gemara to Rebbe Chiya, he doesn't hold of it. But now he could follow this klal. How could he follow this klal? It's subject to a dispute. And Rebbe said, and this is what Levi had asked Rebbe, which Rebbe had rejected. Imo anusas aviv mikoda mishkachasla. Betarti lo kamishkachasla. The reason our Mishnah does not mention 16 arayos, including Imo Anusas Aviv, that was the Gemara's suggestion on Tes Amid Aleph, was Levi's question to Rebbe. Let's spell out what Imo Anusas Aviv is again. Of course, Anusas Aviv is a woman that one's father raped, and Imo is the potential Yavam, Reuven, his mother was that woman. Now that case, argues Rava, cannot happen in Rabbi Chiya's construct of our Mishnah. Rabbi Chiya, of course, created a case of Asura Lazem Mutaris Lazet, two brothers married to two sisters, where our Mishnah could be applied of Asura Lazem Mutaris Lazet. Says Rava, Imo Anusas Aviv, first line in the narrow in Rashi, Mishkachas La, we only find it Bechada Mishkachas La. Lahachi lo nakalam misnisan. Therefore, it's not mentioned, Rebbe says back to Levi, Shiata Koreba Asur Lezem Mutaris Lezem. Because Rebbe Chiya's construct of Asur Lezem doesn't apply. Vachosa Kishi Yavimta, Misyavemes, the case of two sisters, Shushte Achayos Noflos Lisyabim, Uteizu Asur Lezu, Mishum Imo. Because in a case in which Reuven is usher to one of the women because of Anusas, Imo Anusas Aviv, then the other sister is also going to be usher. She's a sister because she's a sister from the same mother. V'chein zo al zu. Muteris l'sheni. And they'll have to be permissible to the second one. El chada mishkachesla. But if we're talking about one brother, then in such a case, you could construct the case. So since you can't construct the case of two sisters falling to two brothers, which was Rabbi Chiya's take on our Mishnah, so that was Rebbe's response to Levi of why Imo Anusas Aviv is not mentioned. And that's what the Gemara spells out. If Yaakov raped two sisters, Anas Achoso Shivimta Mishkachasla. So then you'll have a case of Achoso Shiyivimta, in other words, two sisters that fall their fathers. So then in such a case, then you'll have a case Asura Zemuteris. Then you'll have a case of Yibum. And then in such a case, you have the issue of Achosas Kuka. However, Asura Lezem Muteris Lezem Lo Mishkachas. You will not find a case of Asura Lezem Muteris Lezem, because just like each one of them is Asur to do Yibum with the son, because this is his mother, so too, the sister is going to be Asur because of Achos Ima. Let's see that in Rashi. Yaakov Shtei Achoyos Anas. If Yaakov raped two sisters, v'yolda lo ha'achas Levi v'achas Yehuda, v'nasa Ruvain anusas av imo shel Levi, v'shimen nasa anusas av imo shel Yehuda, achosu shi yivimta nofelis liyibum lefnei Levi, v'yehuda banea mishkachas la. But, ha'asura lezem muteris lo mishkachas la, fisha shtein asuras al shnehem, both of them are going to be also both of them. Imo shel Levi asura lo mishum imo. V'achosa, and his mother also has a sister, but she's going to be Aser Mishum Achos Haim. She's going to be Aser because of Achas Haim. V'chein liyudah v'shteim p'turis menachalitza min ha'yibum. So you won't find, in such an instance, Asur l'zeh muteris l'zeh, in the case of Ima Anusas Aviv. V'ishtei nachrios anas. And if it was a case in which the rape was on two women who are not sisters, Asur l'zeh muteris l'zeh, mishkachas la. Then you would have a case of Asur Lezem Muteris Lezeh. Rashi explains, Yishtei Nachroyas Anas, V'yoldelo Shtei Vanim, and there were two children that came from that rape, V'nise Shtei Banim Me'isha Acheres, Unisom Shtei Shanim Shtei Banim Me'isha Acheres, and these two sons married other women, V'naflufnei B'nehem, and then their husband died, and they fall to their son, so Asur Lezem Muteris Lezeh Mishkachas La. Then you'll have such a case. Avolav achoyos ninu, but they're not sisters. Ve'igur milsa de Rabbi Chiya, and the whole point of Rabbi Chiya mishum yibum shtei achoyos nakat. His whole point was to talk about a case of Asur Lezem Muteris Lezeh with two sisters. Ravashi has another take on this. Ravashi Omar, back into the Gemara, 10 lines from the top. Lo'olam lesle Rabbi Hani klal. Ubepluksa kamayri. Really, Rebbe doesn't hold of Rebbe Chia's take on our Mishnah, that our Mishnah doesn't have to fit into Rebbe Chia's rule and instance of Asur Lezem Mutaris Lezeh, and you could say our Mishnah gets involved in Machlokis. Then why was Rebbe so critical of Levi's suggestion that there's a 16th Erva, for example, of Ima Anusas Avu? Why don't you learn that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Asar Panusas Aviv, that says that Anusas Aviv is prohibited. Explains Rashi, 7 lines before the Y. The Asar Panusas Aviv, Velo Mishkachas La Shetipol Aim Lefnei Ben Alibum, Me Achiv Ume Aviv. There is no case in which his mother will fall to him in Yibum when she was married to one of his brothers, even in a case of Anusas Aviv. Diktani, because we learned that there is a position of Rabbi Yehuda who prohibits not only Imo Anusas Aviv, but the brothers won't be able to marry her because this woman, let's say Leah, was Anusas Aviv. So it happens to be that is, let's say, Yisachar's mother, but it's also Anusas Aviv to all of the brothers. If it's Anusas Aviv to all the brothers, we learn in the Mishnah, Sheish Arayos Chamuras Me'elu, there are 6 Arayos, so we're going to learn that weren't mentioned in our Mishnah, Mipnei Shein Nesuas Lacherim, they're married to someone else, and Sarasem Muteras, and the Saras Muter. What are those? Imo Veshas Aviv, Vachos Aviv. So, my Imo, what is the case of Imo? We're talking about a woman that's married to one's father. Hainu Eishas Aviv. Then that's already considered Eishas Aviv. El Alav Anusas Aviv. It's a case of Anusas Aviv where the father had raped her but had not married her. And the position of Rabbi Yehuda is Uktani, Bipnei Shehi Nesuas La'achirim, La'achirim in La'achim Lo. Man Shamisle, Disle Aisvara. Who holds that way? Rabbi Yehuda. The Aser Banuses Aviv, all of the brothers are Aser for Anises Aviv. Mishum Dahachi Lo Tanile, and that's why Rebbe says to Levi, you'll never have a 16th Erva, because none of the brothers will be able to be married to this woman who is Anusas Aviyan. Amalei Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina is not convinced with Ravashi's explanation. Rabbi Yehuda nami mishkachasla. No, she would fall to Yibum. And you'll have a case of Imo Anusas Aviv, the Avar Vinasiv. In a case of one of the brothers had violated the Isser of Rabbi Yehuda and had married Anusas Aviv, and then he passes away. That fellow was Shimon, he passes away. And it turns out that Anusas Aviv is the mother of Reuven. Says the Gemara, di'i loktani. That's not mentioned in our Mishnah, a case of if that had happened. Amalei Ravashi l'Rav Kahana. Ravashi says, no, below di'i nami mishkachasla. Even the case of i, if bidieved, that we don't talk about bidieved, we'll also be able to find it. What would that case be? Yaakov onas kalaso. Yaakov raped his daughter-in-law. Vaholid mimena ben. And they had a child from that relationship, whose name, let's call him Shimon. So Shimon is the son. Let's call her Sarah. That's the names we have in the diagram, Peivav, in the Oz Vahadar. He's the son of Sarah, who is the wife of Reuven. Umeis Reuven below Banim. And then Reuven died without children. Vinafla La. And she fell now, Kamei Bra, to her son, because one of Reuven's brothers from his father Yaakov is the offspring of Yaakov raping his Kala. Umigu di'i asira. And once she is going to be Aser, because, of course, she is Shimon's mother, so then such a case, Sarasa nami asira, the Tzara is also going to be Aser as well. So what do we have? We could actually have the case of Anusas Aviv, where she's going to be Asur, as described by Ravashi. Amarlei, Bachvasa de Teira Kamairi. Every single case that we've been talking about is that the relationship between all of the siblings was created with Heter. Over here, as Rashi adds on the last narrow line, Anus Kalasa is Va'avar Aladas. It was done by Isser. Bachvasa di Isura lo kamairi. A relationship of Isur we are not discussing. Hence, still, Rebbe says to Levi, you will not be able to construct, according to Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Anusas Aviv is Asur, you're not going to construct a case where there would be another Erva in our Mishnah. Va'afal Piken continues the Gemara. Badka Levi, some have the gears of Paska. Levi looked in Bimasnisen. Says Rashi, Higia vosifa li'imo Anusas Aviv b'mishnah. So he added another case of Anusas Aviv. Detani Levi, because Levi taught, four lines on bottom, Imo pa'amim poteras sarasa, pa'amim ena poteras sarasa. There's the time where Reuven's mother falls to him for Yibum, and that will also exempt her Tzara as well from Yibum with Reuven, and times that it doesn't. Ketzat, what are those two cases? Two lines on the bottom in Yudam Ralph. Haisa imo nisuas aviv, if his mother was married to his father. Vini says la'achiv me aviv, and then was married to his brother from his father. In other words, that he had a brother who was not from the marriage of his mother to his father. So let's now say that Reuven has a mother and a father, and Shimon, his brother, was the offspring of his father and not his mother, Umeis. And then, in such a case, when Shimon dies, Zuhi imo sheina potera sarasa. That's a case of where the mother does not exempt the tzara. And the halacha is he could do yibum with the tzara. Haisa ima anusas aviv, but if his mother was the anusa, also the anusa of the father, v'niseis la'achiv me'aviv, and his brother married his father's anusa, Rashi says that in such a case, the Kedushin is Tofes, even though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a lav, nevertheless, Kedushin are Tofes b'chai ve'lavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then, if that woman falls to him, that mother falls to him in Yibum, Zui ima shepoteres tsarasa, then the mother is going to exempt the tsara. The difference between the two is why in the second case the tsara is going to be exempt, and the first case the tsara will not be exempt, is because when we're in the first case, there the brother Shimon was not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, because there, excuse me, Nesuas Aviv, not Anusas Aviv, he wasn't allowed to marry Nesuas Aviv because there's an Isser of Eshes Av. Even though Shimon was not the daughter of his father's wife, nevertheless, he married her Be'isser. Once he married her Be'isser, then the Kedushin is not Tofes, because that's an Isser Kares. So then, she was not a wife at all to the father, to the Yavam. She was not a wife at all to Shimon, because Shimon was not allowed to marry her because of Eshes Aviv, and therefore the tsara that falls to Reuven is going to be mutter to him, because this wife of Shimon, who was also Reuven's mother, has nothing to do with him. And since she has nothing to do with him, because the marriage was never valid in the first place, the tsara is going to be mutter. In contrast to the case on the top of Yud Amud Beis, Imo Anusas Aviv, so then in such a case, then Anusas Aviv, the Kedushin is Tofes if Shimon marries her, and once the Kedushin is Tofes, once he marries her, so then the halacha is that she would be Poteres Surasa if Anusas Aviv falls to Reuven, where the Anusas Aviv is also his mother, so then the Erva fell to him, and the Tzara is going to be exempt. Va'afal pisha shanu chachon mishna sein chamesh esrei, Yeshlanu lahosif sheish esrei kigon zu. So Levi was of the opinion that you would have that 16th in such a case. The Gemara continues, four lines on top. Amalei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenged this 16th case of Levi. Lelevi da'amar di'ina miktani. The position we had earlier was that Levi was suggesting that if he married Be'isser, according to many Anusas Aviv, he's not allowed to marry Lechatchila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah would include in 16th, because B'di'eved, if he marries her, then the Kedushin is going to be Tofes, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then, Lisni Hacholetz Levimto. Our Mishnah should also talk about a case where a man did Chalitza with his Yavama, the Chazar Vikidsha, and then he married her Be'isser. Once you do Chalitza with a Yavam, you're not allowed to marry her. And then he married her Umeis below Vanim. And then if he died without children, Demigu di'i Asura Sarasanami Asira. Since she is Asur to him, the Tsara is also going to be Asur. So that would be another instance that could take place in our Mishnah. So not only is there 16 Arayas that are Asur for Yibum, you're going to have a 17th once you introduce the idea of Bidi'eved, where Kedushin is Tofes Bidi'eved. Just to again emphasize, when we're talking about an Isur Arayas or Isur Kares, so then the Kedushin is not Tofes. However, if we're talking about already an Isur Lav, the Kedushin would be Tofes, and then you could have that Lav fall Yibum, and in such an instance, there would be another Isur on the Erva, and the Mela, the Tzara, would also be Usur as well. Amalei, the Gemara answers, L'fisha eina b'tzaras tzara, because you will not have a case of Tzara, 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 Tzara in that case. Of course, Tzara, Tzara is that when a man does not marry both wives, because one of them is an Erva and the other is a Tzara, if that Tzara goes and marries somebody else, and that brother dies, and in such a, or that man the brother dies, then the other wife is also going to be Asar because of Tsaras Sarah. In our case that we just constructed, you won't have Tsaras Sarah. Let's explain Rashi, 10 lines in. You won't have a case where one of the Tsara goes and brother and marries one of the brothers, Dalakula Asira, because that Sara is Asir. The Kol Arayas the Masnisar Alecha Mehem Erva Vashara Achim Uteris. Our mission was talking about where one woman was an Erva and all the other, and she's mutter to all the other brothers. And then you could have a case where the tsara goes and marries another brother. But here, kula achin asirim bitarvayu. All the brothers are asir to this woman because once chalitza is done, he's going to be asir to this woman. We are going to stop today's daf over here. 10 lines from the top in our daf. What we had done on Tes Amid Beis is we had tried to test the limits of our Mishnah, of the 15 arayos in our Mishnah, and whether that there are other arayos that would fit and make it more than 15, where we see the Mishnah through the prism of Rabbi Chiya, where our Mishnah could be understood also in a case of where two brothers marry two sisters. And then we had a discussion of what exactly was Rabbi Chiya's instance. Ultimately, Rav Safra's understanding of Rabbi Chiya would cause that our Mishnah would be shrouded in the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana of Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olamo. And therefore, the rule that we said that according to Rabbi, our Mishnah does not get involved in machlokas does not work according to Rav Safra's understanding of Rabbi Chiya. Then our Gemara in the top of Yud Amid Aleph had discussed, according to Rava, and he had constructed a difficult case of Imo Anusas Aviv, where there is a possibility where you would be able to have Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh. Rav Ashi had suggested that we could follow Rebbe's rejection of Levi, that there isn't more than 15 arayos in our Mishnah, and our Mishnah could include Machlokios. Why is it that he did not discuss Anusas Aviv as the 16th, as the Gemara already had suggested on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph? But you can't have the 15 cases of you can't have more than 15 cases because even Anusas Aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be Asur. The Gemara ultimately challenges that, whether according to Rabbi Yehuda you cannot have a 16th case. The Gemara constructs a case of where there was Anusas Aviv with Anus Kalaso, and the Gemara says that we don't get involved B'Isur. Nevertheless, our daf concluded, going to the top of Yud Amid Aleph, from Yud Amid Aleph to Yud Amid Beis, that according to Levi, we added a 16th, and the case of the 16th was Imo Nesuas Aviv versus Anusas Aviv, and there in the case of Anusas Aviv, the Gemara in the top of Yud Amid Beis describes that if it's Imo Anusas Aviv, then it's possible to have a 16th case in our Mishnah, to which we also then suggested if we're going to discuss cases of where the relationship started be Isser, even Hacholetz the Avimta of the Chazer V'Kidsha would be an instance that one would have thought could be a 16th case of our Mishnah. However, our Gemara concludes that since the case of Choletz Levimta V'Chazer V'Kidsha cannot have an instance of Tsaras Tsara, because the moment you have Chalitza, she's now Usher to all of the brothers, so then you will never have a case of Tsaras Tsara. We are going to stop in one of the most difficult daf in Shas that we were Zochet to do today. We're going to stop about 8 lines from the top on Yud on the Beis, and I hope Beis Hashem tomorrow to be able to plow ahead a little bit more. But we have to be realistic in terms of not going too fast and try to spell out every instance in these difficult dapim in Yevamos. This Beis HaShem concludes Daf Yud in Maseches Yevamos.